And what's missing, folks? The call to city transformation hooks in to our ultimate destiny. If you believe Bible prophecy like I do, then the book of Revelation teaches us that we will rule the nations. Revelation chapter 2, to him who overcomes, I will give authority as my Father has given me, and he will rule the nations. Revelation chapter 5, you have redeemed from all tribes and nations people, and they will rule on the earth. Revelation chapter 20, and they lived and reigned with him for 1,000 years. All right. Do we believe that? Do we believe that Jesus is coming back to this planet and that we are going to live and reign with him? Okay, I believe that. What will that look like? Well, Jesus taught this very important parable in the Gospel of Luke, Luke chapter 19, where he talks about a king who goes away on a far journey. Luke chapter 19, verses, I think it's 19:17. The king goes away on a journey and leaves his servants in charge. Sound familiar? Okay. But here's the interesting part. When the king returns and he calls all his servants for an accounting, he says to one, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You take charge of 5 cities. Calls the other one. "Well done, good and faithful servant. You take charge of 10 cities. Now, isn't this interesting? The picture that the Bible paints for us is that in the arc of God's kingdom agenda, the kingdom agenda of Jesus Christ, our destiny is to reign, and that will involve reigning over cities. Now, what a lot of Christians don't realize is that after the Lord returns, raptures the Christians, destroys the Antichrist and his armies, there are still nations of people left who are neither Christians nor anti-Christians. And the prophets talk about this repeatedly, the survivors, Isaiah chapter 66 and other passages. And all the children, all the little children who weren't old enough to choose Christ or not choose Christ. There'll be these millions, probably billions of people in the earth. And we return with the Lord Jesus to live here and reign with him. And he begins to put us in charge of cities. Mind-boggling. Okay, so what are we going to do with those cities? Well, the Bible has the most to say about Jerusalem and what we think of as the Holy Land and how the Lord is going to restore it and make it a new Eden. Talk about an ecological vision. The Lord is coming and through and with his people is going to restore this planet, and he's going to do it city by city. All right. So God's kingdom agenda is leading the ultimate place that the Bible is telling us about has to do with cities, the heavenly city, and restoring earthly cities to reflect that heavenly city. And so the call upon us now, today, is to get on board with that agenda. Say, okay, our destiny has to do with ruling over cities. Ruling and restoring cities. So how does a king train the prince or the princess to get ready for that destiny? If your destiny is to rule a city, how does your father train you for that destiny?
Do it now.
Well, what does that look like? Alright, well, we understand that the Lord's approach to ruling is servanthood, right? And so we are called to city transformation by serving the city now.